will of my Father in heaven. In other words, pretending we will not do. We cannot go on in life claiming to be something that we have no intention to be. We are not fooling the world. We are not fooling anybody else but ourselves. So today, the message is a little bit rough. But hang in tight. You will make it, okay? So Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, New Living Translation, is what we chose to have as the scripture reading for today. So the title that we put for this message, The Pretender. The word pretender is the same thing as hypocrite. So I decided not to put the word hypocrite because I would be giving away. So I want you to look at the bulletin. It says, okay, what is this talk will be all about? So the word pretender or liar or deceiver or hypocrite is the same thing. Now, in Greek, the word hypocrite means someone who has many faces, which is a title that fits very well to some actors. People that are always, entire life, they earn their living by lying, pretending to be somebody else. And what a shock when they are not acting and somebody handed them a microphone. And then when they open their mouth, we all get disappointed because in television, when we see them in movies and other things, they seem to be so wise, so smart. They play like they got 100 degrees. They have been so many universities. But once they are live on by themselves and they open their mouth, it's only crocodiles that come out. And then we know, oh, that's a typical pretender. Now, we have to be careful to be judging others because typically, sometimes we fit under the same description that we try to said with somebody else. So are we real or fake? In Riverside, I used to live there many, many, many years ago. And there was this market. And it was a very huge, and it has many different shops. And when we went there, just for curiosity, I saw diamonds for sale. And I have other pictures here. There's something else that they were for sale. And people go by and says, oh, here's Gucci, whatever those names, Vuitton, all those names they have there. And only for 1% of the real price. And people are buying those stuff. Now, they knew for sure that that was not real. It looked like real, and they decided to deceive themselves because they said, I buy this for $100, and I'm going to walk around wearing this thing. Everybody think that I'm a millionaire because this is supposed to cost $10,000 until somebody hit it in the head and steal the fake thing. Real or fake? Yes, there was some Rolex there. And I saw it, says, really? I knew for sure that it was fake. But a lot of people were buying. And I was wondering, why doesn't the authorities come right here? Because there was some fake Nikes, fake tennis shoes, fake everything. And China was making a lot of fortune because that was all made in China. And nobody, it was free. People were buying that stuff because they like to pretend to be something real. Now, sometimes fake and fact is almost so close together. And that's what makes the deception so powerful. You have heard the terminology fake news all the time, right? Probably a million times already in the past few years. But I ask myself, even if you are not political, is that the case that somebody is intentionally misinformed you in every level of life? You go to a store to buy something, you may be misinformed. Sometimes you buy something, think that it's something else. There's a lot of fake stuff around. Northern mockingbird. Have you seen one? Have you seen a mockingbird before? This bird has an incredible ability. Sometimes they can imitate even a saw machine or some machines that cut, you know, the motor. They hear that so many times, they repeat. There are people that says, oh, there's somebody cutting my tree, and it went outside. It was just a mockingbird repeating. They learned, and that's part of their existence. And so they got this name, mockingbird, a bird that is always imitating somebody else. I wonder how many of them go to church. I wonder how many of them just learn things in church. Just they hear and they repeat. It's not really what they are, but it's just because they repeat, they end up being identified with what they keep repeating. Real or fake? What is it? When you ask yourself about all the choices that you make in life, are you an authentic Christian? Or are you somebody who is just pretending because it's convenient? Real or fake? What is really a Christian? Do you see Christ in Christian? Yes. In order for somebody to really be a Christian, you have to be able to see Christ in Christian. I went just for curiosity. I went online. I said, let me see what in this day and age now, what they say about what is a Christian. And you'll be amazed what they identify as a Christian. I can guarantee you that some of those definitions you will not accept as your own. Because no, that's not me. But yet they call Christian. If you go online and then ask, what is a Christian? Some of the typical explanation, if somebody comes to, let me stop here, let me ask you this. Somebody come to you and say, are you a Christian? What will be your answer? Yes. Yes. Or what? No, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. Yes, I have heard this. People say, are you a Christian? And the person, no, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. Is a Seventh-day Adventist a Christian? Yes. Are people that call themselves Christians, Christians just because they call themselves Christians? I know quite a few, even in my wife's family, there is somebody, his name is Christian. Thank God he does believe and he is follow Christ, but his name is Christian. There is Chris, for short, Christina. You know, there are so many Christians of there only by name, because that's their name. That's the name that people gave to them when they were born. But some of you received the title of Christian the moment that you were newborn. That's when you became a Christian, right? You were born in Christ. But the definition of a Christian, if somebody asks you, are you a Christian? And you say yes. And then if the person asks you another question, what is a Christian? What would you answer? My sister here said very loud on behalf of all the other ones that are not, is not as close to me here so I could hear you. They says, the follower of Christ. Follow Christ, meaning what? Go to church on Sunday, that makes me a Christian. Put in a crucifix on my neck, would that make me a Christian? Come to church every single Sabbath, would that make me a Christian? Reading the Bible every day, that makes me a Christian. What is a Christian then? the one who act like Christ. It is not what you know, is not what other people tells you, is not what you pretend to be, but your fruits is what identifies what kind of tree are you. Is the way you behave, it shows the way you behold. Are your eyes in what makes you a Christian, or are your eyes in something that makes you a fake Christian? You can be either a Christian or Antichrist. There are people that have a crucifix on their necks, and they have an Antichrist attitude. If they talk to you and they know that you are going to church on Sabbath, they immediately may have a different kind of attitude towards you, antagonistic with even hate. I mentioned here before, I even show his video, one Baptist pastor that had a doctorate degree in theology, and he had a Christian school, and he had some Seventh-day Adventist families that are attending his Christian school, because the Seventh-day Adventist families did not have a Seventh-day Adventist school in the area. Instead of putting their children on the public school, they says, let me put them in this Baptist school. And so he relayed to some families. And one day, one family gave him a book, you know, the Ten Commandments book to him. He said, Pastor, would you please read this book and tell me your opinion? And the pastor later says, I knew this Seventh-day Adventist. He was tricked me. He wanted me to read the book because he was trying to tell me, you need to change. But he said, oh, this poor Seventh-day Adventist. I'll read it just to... And he read. And then he read again. Then he gave to his wife. They read in a short story. He accepted the Ten Commandments the way God wants us to. And so he was invited to come to an Afro-American Seventh-day Adventist to give his testimony about the book. And that's when they made a YouTube, and you find that, Pastor Reggie, you find this is on YouTube. And that's when he says, and this is what caught my attention the most. He was giving his testimony how he got the book and everything else, how he changed, how his wife changed, and how he stopped eating shrimp. And he says, now I go to church on Sabbath and all those things. But then he says, I used to hate you, Seventh-day Adventist. This is an individual that claimed to be a man of God. He says, God called me to the ministry when I was 5 years old. And he was honest enough to come in front of a Seventh-day Adventist congregation and say, I used to hate, and he used that word, I used to hate you, Seventh-day Adventist. Oh, no, I don't hate you anymore, because now I'm one, I believe the way you believe. But what he said, like a escape from his mouth, it is what many people out there that call themselves Christians feels about you, because you dare to be real instead of fake. Why can you just be fake like us? Why do you have to be different? Let us all pretend together, and let's get us all in the same place together. Instead, you are here to make us feel bad. How dare you? Real or fake? I don't know if you can read, if you have an eyesight that you can read those, the print there. Can you? Any of you can read? What it says in the top? In one side it says the Ten. And then the other one says what?
Commandments.
If you count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Only nine. No, only nine. The nine is divided in two. You see, we are being deceived by the number 10. But if you see, they divide the number 10 in two. Why they divide the number 10 in two? Because they took one out. I still need to pretend that we have 10. That's the point. I need to pretend that we have 10, but I end up with 9. So what do I do? Oh, what do I do? Oh, let's cut the 10th in the middle in a half, and then we get 10. But over here in this one, in this version, it says, remember to keep holy the Sabbath day. Okay? But what number is that one? No, over here. What it says? It says 3. What happened? One was missing already. So that's why when they got to the end, they have to divide. Now here is another version. By the way, both come from the same church. Same church. Now over there you see, you shall not have a take your name of God as number 1. What happened? Now number 3 becomes number 1. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Do you see the liberties that these people take? Do you know why they do those things and they don't feel any remorse of any kind? Because the leader of their church is called Holy Father. And because he is the Holy Father, he thinks he has the authority to do as he please. He would do something that God cannot, because the Bible says God changes not. But he can. Now, this is what I learned in catechism. And this one even says, now, both are published by the same group of people. Over here they said Sabbath day. But they says, you know what? This doesn't sound good for those Hispanics, because the Hispanics, they call the Sabbath day Sabado. So that will be so very real for them. So we need to change. So they took the Sabbath out. And then in the other one over there, it says, remember to keep holy the Lord's day. Anybody here speak Spanish? Anybody besides my wife and myself? Anybody else? Okay, you too? Thank you. Now, sister too. Now, what is the word for Sunday?
Domingo.
What domingo means? No, doesn't mean Sunday. It says dawn is Lord. Mingo day. Domingo, the Lord's day. That's why they put there, they took the Sabbath out and they put Lord's Day, because when the Sunday worshiper see the Lord's Day, they already fix on the idea that the Lord's Day is Sunday. That's why this version is no longer, that is the version that they want the members to be. They want them to continue pretending to be what they should not. Yes, it is fake. Yes, it is fake. So what happened when you drive with a fake map? Where does that take you? Imagine if you have a traffic light that is fake. Can you imagine how many people will be crashing there in that location? Spiritually, it's the same way. There's a lot of people crashing without even knowing. Now, be sure to do everything I have commanded you. Those are words of Moses to the God's people. But it can be applied to God, to us, his people. Do not add anything. Would you please say this with me? Because I don't want anybody to take a nap, okay? Let's say, do not add anything to it. Do not add anything. It doesn't matter if you are Seventh-day Adventist, if you are whatever denomination you attend to, or non-denomination, whatever it is, do not add anything to it. And do not take anything away from it either. Deuteronomy 12:32, New Century Version. It's very clear. Now, this is the real one. If you read, it's just the order that is exactly what is in the Bible. All right? So this is the real one. This is the one that you find outside here. You find inside the office here, inside the other office. Few places in this church you find the written Ten Commandments. But those are not all that important. It's what is written in the heart of those that are sitting here and claim to be a Seventh-day Adventist Christian. That's what is supposed to be real. Is this real? Is the law of God written in your heart today? God's law, not the fake ones. Paul says this, but even if we, and by the way, I have given Bible studies to many people from all denominations, and 99.99% of the time, they say this, oh, but the apostles start to observe in the first day of the week. The apostles. And then we ask them, where? Where do you find a statement that is, okay, I'm out of here. And they run. Paul says this, but even if we here means the apostles, the one who have been with Christ, the one who has been ordained by Christ to teach Christ's teachings, those that are followers of Christ, those that act like Christ, not pretend to be Christians, or an angel or messenger, even somebody comes from heaven, will not bring you a different message. Why? God changes not. If God does not change, should you change? Should you be pretending to be something that you are not? Preach any other gospel. Let me read it again. But even if we or an angel from heaven, who probably will be the devil because you know, heaven here means from above, that preach any other gospel to you that than what we have preached to you, let him or her, in this case, it can be her too, be accursed, be condemned. This is Galatians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Brothers and sisters, I wish that you would be now taking notes, marking this in your Bible, because somebody is going to ask you very soon, if you live according to the way Christ wants you to live, will say, are you a Christian? And they're going to ask you, why are you a Christian? Galatians 1, verse 8 and 9. This is the New King James Version. Now, verse 9, Paul repeats again. And you know when somebody says something to you, anybody here, all of us here has mom, we had a mother, right? Mama says, I'm going to tell you again, right? Why they say this? I'll tell you, lie to the girls, I'll tell you again. Why do you think that they repeat? To emphasize the importance and also to give the child an opportunity to remember. Because if you heard twice, if you heard three times, there is a greater chance that you will remember. That's what we think. Sometimes the child gets used to repetitions. They don't listen to the first time you speak. The second time is because they already turned off. The moment you start talking, they already turned off. So sometimes repeating many times doesn't change anything. So it is better for you to say once and see if your child do understand what you're saying. Say kindly, say firmly, and be consistent. KFC, be consistent. Kind, firm, and consistent. And then your child will be well fed. Not with chicken fried chicken, okay? As we have said before, so now I say to you again, I'm going to repeat this because this is so vital. I'm going to do it again, Paul said. If anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what we have received, let him be accursed. It doesn't matter if he comes from Rome. It doesn't matter if he comes from Washington, D.C. It doesn't matter if he comes from any place in the earth. If it's against what God already told us, please be aware. Don't be a pretender. Don't be a fake Christian. There is no such thing as a fake Christian. They may call themselves Christians, but they are not. Be real. All right? Be aware. Why? Fake is everywhere. There is so many fake stuff out there. So please be real. Be aware. And because fake is coming. And we can be sure that we know him if... So what is the identity? What is my ID? How can I say that I'm a Christian? How can I say that I live like Christ? Jesus said this. And we can be sure that we know him. John said this. And we can be sure that we know him if we obey his commandments. If someone claims to be a Christian and to say, I know God, I know Jesus, but doesn't obey God's commandments, what happened? He's a pretender. He's a hypocrite. He is a liar. And it is not living in the truth. You cannot say that you are a Christian when you do not live in the truth, because Jesus Christ says, I am the truth. You cannot say you are a Christian if you do not live according to the truth, because Jesus says, I am the truth. And how can you say, no, I am a Christian, but by the way, I don't have to pay attention to the Ten Commandments, because the Ten Commandments was nailed to the cross. And then you tell a person, do you have $100 on you? Yes, why? I want it. What do you mean you want it? You said there is no more law, so it is okay for me to want what you have. And there was no. Then that commandment, it still works. You just told me that Ten Commandments were nailed to the cross. And suddenly, now it comes back. But never comes back all 10 of them, only 9, and sometimes 8. That's the pretending. That's the hypocrisy that we have in the world today. That's why the world is become more and more atheistic. That's why the people are despising religion, because the people that are fake, those that are pretending, they are destroying the name of Christ. There are people that are walking around calling themselves Christians, and what they are doing, they are destroying the name of Christ. They are trying to take the name of Christ and make it so vulgar that the people say, I don't want to be a Christian. And I hear people today in our nation saying, I have converted to Islam. I heard this also in the YouTube. One person said, I was a Seventh-day Adventist and I converted to Catholicism. I was curious. I says, I never heard such thing. So I listened to the whole, and she said, oh, my parents were very liberal. Do you know what the word liberal means when you talk about religion? Pretender. That's what it means. Liberal literally means I'm free of obligation. I don't want to obey. I can get away by saying, I am, but I'm not. That is the clear definition of pretending to be what you are not. But those who obey what? God's word. The Bible also called Jesus the Word. John 1:1 says, the Word was with God, and the Word created everything. But those who obey God's word truly show how complete they love him. That means him, you know, God. That is how we know we are living him. How do we know that we are Christian? By the way, brothers and sisters, we are not here to judge individuals. I'm talking about a concept, okay? Please don't go around saying just because somebody says, oh, I am a Presbyterian or a Methodist or I am Baptist. Don't go by yourself and say, this person is not a Christian. I'm just sharing with you what the Bible concept of a Christian is. And I hope these people one day, by God's grace, they will see the same verses that is there in the Bible. God, Jesus himself defined what it means to be a Christian. Reflecting God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18, it says, my little children, let us not love in word. Love in word is mean pretending. Or just by talking. There are a lot of people that they can talk themselves, other people, to death. And they talk so much, but there's nothing. But in deed and in truth. That is what defines a true Christian. Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter. You read this, we use this. Now I'm going to read the whole. This is part of the Sermon on the Mount, one of the greatest sermons ever preached by Jesus Christ. Not everyone who calls me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. It doesn't matter if you go to church every day, 10 hours a day. It doesn't matter if you go to church every Sabbath. It doesn't matter if you return tithe faithfully and give offering and everything else. I'm not saying that those are not good things. But the reason why you do them, it may turn something good into something bad. Not everyone. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. And then you ask, what is the will of my Father? It's all over the Bible. From Genesis to Revelation, it's very clear. Anyone who wants to find is there. Hundreds of times, thousands of times, if you want to see. But then, on Judgment Day, many will say to me, oops, it's too late. On Judgment Day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and perform many miracles in your name. Sometimes I see people, thousands of people, and here is this preacher, put their hand on, and they already have two deacons, very strong ones behind, because they know that the person will fall and catch the person, and the person, I'm healed. And this on the millions and millions of people that are being deceived by this. I'm not going to use the vocabulary that, not mean that any dirty thing, because I don't say those things, but I'm saying any negative. I'm not going to even classify it. But it's happening. The deception is there. Then this is what Jesus said. By the way, those three verses alone would have made me a Seventh-day Adventist. Only those three verses will, if I would just read those three verses, I would have left Catholicism or any religion in the world to be a Seventh-day Adventist by these three verses. Do you want to see them again? I'll repeat them. Not everyone who calls to me calls out to me, Lord, Lord, we will enter the kingdom by those who does my Father's will. Then he comes. On Judgment Day, people will come. And people will say, I deserve, I have earned to be in. You know, I have been all my life. By the way, I have a pedigree. My parents were Seventh-day Adventists. My great-great parents were Seventh-day Adventists. Oh, by the way, my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-father was a Seventh-day Adventist. Therefore, they speak just like those Pharisees that came to Jesus and says, do you know who we are? We are Abraham's kids. Do you see the color of my skin? Do you see my DNA? I am a seed of Abraham. How dare you? And Jesus said, oh, your father is the devil. You bunch of hypocrites. He is a liar from the beginning. He's a murderer from the beginning. And all that you have in your heart is the desire to kill me. I know who you are. And Jesus even referred to them as vipers. And you know who likes to pretend to be a viper? Look, Genesis chapter 3. That's how he started a game of pretending. He pretended to be a serpent. And he has been a serpent since then. We prophesy in your name. We cast out the demons. Look, we have a reputation. And Jesus said this. And this is the most painful part of the whole thing. But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. Some versions say, you who practice lawlessness. Some other verse says, you who practice iniquity. You hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you, for he wrote this, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They just pretend. They are hypocrites. Jesus Christ says, watch out for false prophets. By the way, is there any false prophets today?
Yes.
Have you heard some?
I
advise you not to. Don't turn your TVs on tomorrow because there are quite a few of them out there. They want something else besides your money. They dress up like sheep. But inside they are wolves who have come to attack you. They don't want to come you. Their skin, the wool. They want to eat you. That's what it is. Pretending. You can tell what they are but what they do. If you are not lazy, if you pay attention, you can tell a lot about somebody even before they open their mouth. I don't know about you, but sometimes being raised in an orphanage gives me a lot of advantage about some other people because by a matter of survival, you learn to read people. Just by their eyes, by the gesture, you can tell even before they open their mouth exactly where they come from. No one picks grapes or figs from what? Thorn bushes. Yeah, there are some Christians, they are not Christians, they are just thorn bushes. Pretending. What is the word that you see repeated over and over and over again?
Stop.
Stop pretending. All of us can be tempted to do some pretending sometimes. Stop pretending. You may lose your eternal life because some fake habits. Be careful when you do good things. Don't go in front of everybody, play a trumpet that says, look how great I am. Very quickly, I was just new pastor. I was just got married. No, I think I was not even married yet. We went to a special meeting from Portuguese-speaking people from all California who came to this mountain resort, and we are there. And one individual decided when we were all meeting to kind of show off. He stood up and got the microphone and says, let me speak to everybody. And he says, I will give $1,000 and I want to see if there's anybody who would like to match my donation. The reason why he said this is because he did not, at that time, this was more than 40 years ago, he didn't believe that anybody else would dare to do it. So he thought, I'm safe. I'm going to promise on the condition that somebody else give, then I will have to give. At that same moment, a dear lady from my home state in Brazil, she stood up, and I think she knew him more than I thought she had. It says, Mister, here is my $1,000. And she put $1,000 in. Now let me see yours. He did not give a penny to the church. He was a member of that church for many years. Not even $10 he ever gave to the church. It was all fake, all to pretend. Don't be a fake. If you do that, you will have no reward with your Father in heaven. Please, this part of the Sermon on the Mount too. When you give to the poor or to any, to the church, to anything, when you give, don't be like hypocrites. They blow trumpets in the synagogues and the church and other streets so the people will see them and honor them. I tell you the truth, those hypocrites already have received a full reward. When you invest your time, when you invest your resources, deposit on the Savior's account. Amen. That is a safe place to do. How terrible for you, teachers of the law and Pharisees or hypocrites. You are hypocrites. You close the door for people to enter the kingdom of heaven. You yourselves don't enter. And you stop others who are trying to enter. That's why the devil wants he's recruiting a lot of pretenders. Because the pretenders are very effective to keep people out of the kingdom. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit. And a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. Very obvious. You can tell what a tree is like by the fruit it produces. You cannot pick figs or grapes from thorn bushes. We read this before. Good people do things because of the good in their heart. Bad people do bad things because what is in their heart. Your words show what is in your heart. One Sabbath day, Jesus was teaching a synagogue in a church. He saw a woman who had been crippled by an evil spirit. She had been bent for 18 years. She has like this. She couldn't stand up, unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, Dear woman, you are healed of your sickness. Then he touched her, and instantly she could stand straight, and she praised God. But you think that that will be a joy for the whole church, right? That is the moment the whole church got on fire. But somebody did not like that. But the leader, the pastor, in charge of the church, was very mad that Jesus dared to heal this lady on the Sabbath. There are 6 days for you to do those things. Why do you have to do on the Sabbath and in church? You could have done this and over there, some other place. But here on the Sabbath, come on those days to be healed, not on the Sabbath. He criticized, he attacked the woman. How dare you to be here to provide this miracle? And then it says, but Jesus knew their evil motives. You hypocrites, he said, why are you trying to trap me? You hypocrites, each of you works on the Sabbath day. Don't you untie your ox or your donkey from its stall on the Sabbath and lead them to the water? You do this. You release your animal to get water. How cannot I release my daughter here that has been tied up for 18 years so that she can come to the living water, so she can have life? How dare you to say that I cannot do this on the Lord's day? I am the Lord. It is not sure for them. It is no use for them to worship me because they teach human rules as though they were my laws. You put aside God's commandment and obey human teachings. This is what Jesus Christ said in Mark chapter 7, 8, and 9, verse 9 says, and Jesus continued, you have a clever way of rejecting God's law in order to uphold your own teaching. Oh, I go to church because Jesus resurrected on the first day of the week. By the way, Jesus did a lot of things the first day of the week. But one thing that he did not do, he did not change God's law on the first day of the week or any day of the week. Not pretending. We are almost done. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Let me paraphrase this text. Here are the real Christians. Here are those that do not pretend, but they actually live according to the will of God. Now, I'm not labeling this the Seventh-day Adventist. I'm not labeling this organization. I'm saying exactly what the text is saying. Here are those that do not pretend. Here are the real ones. Here are not the fakes. Here are the ones who live according to God's will. Now you ask yourself, is this talking about me? And the dragon, the pretender, was angry to the woman because she refused to pretend and declare war against her because how dare she does not pretend. How dare there she allows those children to go around not pretending. All who keep the commandments of God and maintain the testimony of Jesus. Those that live like Christ, those that claim to be Christ, will become the Antichrist. Because they want you to be Christians just like they are, fake Christians. Does this define somebody that you know? I hope not. I hope they understand that he can pretend to be a sheep, but when it comes time, it will be revealed that he is just a wolf. It doesn't matter how he looks outside, he's just a wolf. My brothers and sisters, I hope that you understand that one of the worst things that any human can do is to pretend to be something that they are not. And I mean, be good. God created you to be good. God created you to be like him. You were created in his image. Imitate God. Maybe you should turn off your television a little bit. Turn off the access of Hollywood in your life. Maybe there is a lot of follies following you around. Concentrate. Put your minds in what God wants you to be. Remember, there is somebody looking at you, your child, your son, your spouse, your neighbor. And what you are, they may end up becoming because they're contemplating what you are. It is my prayer that today we do have only Christians here. Amen. God bless you. Yes, he leads me